nice out of picture. Long Sound is blessed with a fine natural harbor and played a major role in the development of commercial navigation on the Great Lakes. The city provided an important meeting point of rail and vessel, which were the two principal methods of transportation at the time, and once was referred to as the Chicago of the North. The roaring little seaport was a favorite haunt for sailors and featured such fine establishments as the Bucket of Blood, a local tavern which was located on the corner of an intersection known as Damnation Corners. Unfortunately, it developed such a reputation for vice and villainy that drinking establishments were banned for several decades. Fortunately, this was remedied about 10 years prior to my taking up residence in this fine city to attend the Marine Navigation Technology Program at Georgian College. Today, Ome Sound is known as the Scenic City, and it features a mixed-use recreational and commercial harbor. It is one of some 50 smaller regional ports and 15 major ports that make up the Great Lakes-St. Lawrence Seaway system, and commercial activity consists of inbound Western Canadian grain for the milling industry, road salt for winter road safety, and cement for the construction industry. The harbor also plays an important role as a winter repair hub for Great Lakes vessels. Our company, Lower Lakes Towing Limited, has been a major user of the port since 2004, handling inbound shipments of grain for the local elevator and salt for local municipalities. Speaking from experience, having captained our own ships, commercial navigation cannot successfully continue on the Great Lakes without dredging. The lack of dredging at the Ome Sound Harbor has reduced its competitiveness and largely eliminated the export of Ontario-grown corn, soybeans, and soft red wheat. It is important to our agricultural base that the port remains a viable option for the export of locally grown commodities. Transport Canada must provide funding for immediate dredging and sufficient funds for long-term self-sufficiency of the port as part of any divestiture process. This has been done in several other successful divestitures and is integral to a successful divestiture of Ome Sound Harbor. MP Miller brought up the obstacles. Our company, as well as several other Great Lakes companies, were involved in the divestiture of Sarnia Harbor. And it was a long, long process with many obstacles, but we were successful in achieving that goal this year. And it can, very similar to the Ome Sound situation, and it can be achieved here.